What's up? It is now time for Break It Down here on CJLO, and my mics are too loud. I apologize. But yeah, today in the station, it is a special show. It is unfortunately not a three-hour show, but it's a one-hour show with an amazing DJ. Introduce yourself, please.
Hello, everyone. My name is Julie, and I am actually Katrina's sister.
Craziness. I know. My sister is here today on the show, and she has a special set list for you guys coming up later. It's going to be more soft, kind of like jumpy around, like pop-ish hardcore, because believe it or not, she doesn't listen to metal, unfortunately. Doesn't run in the family. Anyways, first song I'm going to be playing for you guys is a Montreal band. They're called Hey Sugar, and the song is This Is So Good. I love this song. It actually is so good, so it's a fitting title for it. Anyways, here it is. Hope you guys enjoy it.
We'll be right back.
song you were just listening to is Power Burner by Fame. It's one of their new songs. It's on their MySpace. Check it out. MySpace.com/FameRock. It's kind of hard to find if you don't search that in the URL. Anyway, the song before this was also by Fame, and it was Rocket... cannot speak, apparently. I'm having issues. Julie, would you like to say what this is, since I'm having so much issues?
The song before was Rocket Rider.
Oh, there we go. We got it down. Rocket Rider by Fame. And then we had This Is So Good by Hey Sugar. All right, so the next ad that's going to be coming up is about Punk Night at Catacombs. And I am going to be DJing there tonight from 8 to 10, so come stop by, say hey. If you like what you're here, I'll be playing more intense stuff probably later tonight. Anyways, it's still all be legit and all that kind of stuff. I'll just say that next time. I'll leaving you guys some anticipation with what I'm gonna say next. Anyways, here's the ads for you guys. Hope you enjoy them and go to Punk Night tonight, because I will be there. There's also a band from France playing. I think it's like Black Bomb A. Pretty sure that's what it is. I could be lying, which is unfortunate if I am. But yeah, so I'll be there 8 to 10. Come visit. Come request some songs. It'll be chill. It'll be fun. And yeah, that's about it.
Are you ready to punch Thursday in the face? Well, come down to Catacombs, where CJLO is hosting its monthly punk night. CJLO's best DJs are playing great tunes and bringing fun times, cheap beer, giveaways, and more. CJLO at Catacombs, 1635 Saint Laurent, Corner, Ontario, from 9 till 3. Be there!
For the first time in almost 10 years, CJLO 1690 AM is proud to present, as part of Disorientation 2010, Superchunk, live at Le Nacional on Thursday, September 23rd. Opening acts are Kurt Vile and Little Scream. Entry is only $10 for Concordia students. Regular price, $23.50. The first 50 people wearing a CJLO t-shirt get in free. Tickets on sale now via Admission Network, Cheap Throws, L'Oblique, and Atom Heart. Student tickets available at these record stores, at the CJLO offices, and at the Hall Building Mezzanine on the 15th, 16th, and 20th of September. For more information and to learn about Disorientation, visit cjlo.com.
Heavy ass rock, badass metal, and kick ass hardcore every Wednesday night at 9 with Turn Down the Sun.
We'll be right back.
Beheading of a King, Reclaim This Gold. Awesome song. I still can't get over the fact of how young that vocalist is, but that's all right. Song before that was Recreant by Chelsea Grin. Julie wasn't quite a fan of that.
That's true.
I didn't think so. To tell you the truth, I think that song's kind of funny. Like, the entire song is a breakdown, but that's okay. I mean, like, it works. It's fun to listen to. It's just funny, like, I guess the concept of it. And then the first song, like I said, was Baby One More... I didn't say this, but it is Baby One More Notch by Blind Witness. Anyways, I'm playing all three of these songs because... Friday night free show, Blind Witness is headlining at Le National, and threw some little French in there. I've got the nod of approval. And so yeah, free show. And then not only is Chelsea Grin going to be playing, but Chelsea Grin is going to have a guest vocalist because their vocalist had a little mishap and cannot, unfortunately, be screaming. And so Adam Warren of Oceano will be filling in on vocals, and that's going to be amazing. It's going to be so sick. Anyways, we were talking about vocals, and... Yes. Julie's nodding her head. That we were. She's just like, yes, that's very true.
And I will admit, there is talent in the deep-throated voices. I could not do it. Mistake. There is talent there, but I cannot get on board with that. The noises that come out after
the
that.
What noise? The what noise?
The miss.
It was so funny.
And I apologize.
I love it. But like, I don't know. I'm allowed to love it. Anyways, Julie. This playlist.
It's my playlist?
It's your playlist.
It is about time.
All right. So this playlist is going to be fun to listen to. Not like everything else I haven't played is fun to listen to. This is going to be especially fun to listen to. We're going to get New For Your Strong going on. I actually just finally listened to their new album a few days ago because I was told to listen to it. And it's pretty good. I mean, I kind of like their first one better. I still haven't listened to this one enough to quite... capture everything. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. And yeah, so that's the only song I'm saying is Flannel Is the Color of My Enemy. However, I think Flannel Energy. Is amazing. Energy?
Yeah.
I can't see.
That's why I'm here.
We have someone closer to the computer so I don't make a fool of myself constantly. Anyways, Flannel Is the Color of My Energy. I like that better because flannel is awesome. It's not evil. And so here's that song for you guys. Hope you enjoy it.
I'm having a heart attack, another full-blown erection.
All right, so since Julie's being slow, all right, now she can talk. What was that song that was just playing?
A Bottle of Charades by Living with the Lions.
Awesome song.
It was an awesome song, but not as awesome as Pants.
And who was Pants by?
Lemura.
And then we had some.
We had I'm Your Opposite Number by Strike Anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we already introduced Flannel is the Color of My Energy.
Energy Not Enemy by 4 Years Strong. Anyway, so two songs that we played on there were from the Bridge 9 Sampler CD for 2010. So they're both new releases, Strike Anywhere and Lemura. I can't speak today.
Now
I can't say it. I just got showed. I don't know. Anyways, Lemura. And so, yeah, we went on a fancy trip to Boston. My sister was with me, and this is when I did the whole Bridge 9 interview. And we had to experience a little town called Salem.
It was an adventure all to itself.
If you guys have ever been to Drumheller, this is the Drumheller of Massachusetts. And if you have not, everything is witch themed. Drumheller, everything is dinosaur themed. But like, they even had their own slang.
Witch slang. Witch Those slang. Shoes are wicked cute.
They're charming. What else was there? I can't remember, but it was a special town. We got tricked into like taking this trolley ride because we were just like, oh, it's so far away. We might as well take the trolley. Yeah, everything was like within a 5 minute, not even walking distance.
The only people on the trolley were obese or 90.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. It was a good experience. I suggest going just to have the experience. Anyways, random thing that I'm going to be talking about because we're kind of talking about witches or whatever. Movie everyone has to go see. The Fourth Kind. I don't even care. Like, I was terrified of that movie the first time I saw it. Now I'm just like obsessed with it. Like, I've watched it, I think, 3 or 4 times now. I can't even remember, but amazing movie. Go watch it. If you like alien movies that are kind of terrifying. My sister didn't think it was too terrifying.
It was.
But they actually hid owls around the house trying to scare me. So like, I was so scared I slept in my mom's room. Yeah, I'm just that cool. And just because I knew I couldn't get sabotaged in there. And then I go up into my room in the morning and there's an owl on my window, like my window just like taped there. And I was like, yeah, that's actually kind of funny. I'm kind of impressed. And then I go into my bathroom and like my shower curtain's kind of messed up. Whenever I watch like a horror film, I'm always like terrified of like something popping out of my shower. So I check it. But little did I know there was an owl just chilling out
just
in there.
Just waiting there.
Just waiting there. And yeah, it was pretty funny. Then we hid the owls on my older brother who was just as scared of the movie. We got super creative and put it under like the lid on the toilet. Yeah. So when he like lifted that up, he was like, oh, what's up, owl? So,
but then there was a real owl outside.
Oh, but then there was a real owl, which is scary. You guys gotta watch this so you know what we're talking about. Anyways, enough talking for us. We have to put some ads on.
Are you a small to medium-sized business looking to reach a targeted niche audience or student demographic? The CJLO sales team can help. The CJLO airwaves are a perfect place for any business to get their message across to diverse and niche audiences. Our advertising rates are very affordable, and your ad won't get lost in a sea of other advertisements. By advertising with CJLO, not only is your business getting a great value, but you're also helping to support independent media. Reach out to one of our sales representatives today by calling 514-848-8663 or sales@cjlo.com. Or check out our website at www.cjlo.com for other information.
On September 5th, Engineers Without Borders Concordia will be participating in several marathons to end poverty, and they need your support. Their campaign consists of participants from the Concordia chapter, as well as many from across Quebec. The runners have been training hard for the past month in order to finish 5, 10, 21, and 42K runs. The goal is to raise awareness about global poverty while fundraising money to support the chapter's work in Africa. To get more information about this event or to donate to the Concordia runners, please visit runtoendpoverty.ca.
This Thursday on CJLO, two men.
I don't care, I'll play whatever I want.
I hate everything. I'm angry. Metal is my life.
Andrew, grade A explosives W, and
Brian, countdown to Armageddon H.
You never know what crazy antics they'll get into.
Who left the toilet seat up? Andrew?
Brian, you set the station on fire.
A two-barreled shotgun blast of awesome straight to your ears. Thursdays, 2 to 6 p.m. on CJLO 1690 AM.
I only hate some things.
Like a disease, spreading death, erasing your existence. disease, spreading death, erasing your existence. Satan's hand begins the end and frees the world forever. Gomorrah's dream to live in sin has reached its critical mass.
Painted Blood Slayer. I know I played that last week, and I know I played the first song last week anyways, or also Standards of Failure by Reanimator. Both amazing songs. I love them. It's actually really funny because when I was like little working at this little gelato shop, everyone just like called me Slayer anyways because I thought the music I listened to was so bad, but it actually was really bad what I was listening to. Like, I'll say right now, I was obsessed with Greeley Estates. Go listen to them. You'll laugh. I laugh now listening to it, but like, I didn't even know who Slayer was, and then like people were like, oh, what's up, Slayer?
No, you had a Slayer shirt.
Not then.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Like way back then, I didn't know, but like obviously now I know. I just played them on my show. Don't know who they are. Just gonna throw them on. But I don't know. I just thought it was pretty funny. But this brings me to the end of Break It Down on Thursday. It's kind of sad. Don't have a 3-hour extravaganza show.
I'm disappointed. I'd like to stick around.
Yeah. Except I apologize for anyone who listened to the full 3 hours last week and heard all three of the DJs in here, Marika, Caitlin, and myself, actually like break it down ourselves. Our brains disappeared. We couldn't say anything. Like, we literally just like lost it. But I have to stop talking to play the song for you. The next song I'm going to be playing is, can you tell me because I can't see?
The Sweet Taste of Nothing
by Assassinate the Following. I just interviewed them. Like I said, I have a podcast page up, so it's going to be past shows and interviews that I do. I just interviewed Assassinate the Following. Check it out. It's a good interview, in my opinion. It was a lot of fun. Good musicians. And here is their song for you. Hope you enjoy it.